According to the James Lang theory of emotions, we are sad because we cry. We don't cry because we are sad. We don't writhe because we are in pain. We are in pain because we writhe, and so on and so forth. This theory is obviously false, but there is a certain truth in it. Or rather, there is a certain very existent data set that it is meant to account for, that it fails to account for, and that we will now correctly account for. If we find ourselves crying and we don't know why, we find a conscious reason to cry. And we do the same thing mutatis mutandis in connection with our mental states. If we find ourselves sad and we don't know why, we invent a reason to be sad. But here's where the James Lang theory goes wrong. If we are crying and we don't know why, it isn't that we aren't sad, it's that we are sad, but our sadness and or our reasons for being sad are unconscious. So the reason we come up with, under such a circumstance, to justify our sadness to ourselves, that reason is indeed a rationalization. But that rationalization doesn't fill in for a non-existent reason to cry, it fills in for a very existent but unconscious reason to cry. And when we invent a reason as to why we are sad, the reason we are coming up with is not filling in for a non-existent reason, it is filling in for an existent reason of which we are unconscious. So yes, the James Lang theory is right in that we sometimes come up with justifications for our behaviors and mental states that are completely false. But the James Lang theory is false in that when this happens, it isn't because our behaviors and feelings are without any justification, it is rather that the justification in question is unconscious.